I'm the president of Wayne State University. I'm very pleased to be asked to come and visit with you.
You have studied something about our philosophy.
Thank you, pardon?
I am asking, you have studied something about our philosophy.
A little, not very much. I'm not as knowledgeable as I should be, I'm certain.
It is not a sectarian movement. Why is that? It is essential knowledge for the whole human society. There are two things, matter and spirit. We can understand, every one of us, we are combination of two things, matter and spirit. The matter is the body and the spirit is the moving force.
I hear what you say. Yeah.
But the modern civilization throughout the whole world, they are very serious about the matter, but they are completely in ignorance about the spirit. What is your opinion about these things?
I understand that very clearly, and I think we are caught up terribly in matters that are not of the spirit. I think that we are terribly caught up in materialistic things.
But material, that is temporary. This body, your body, my body, anyone's body, that is temporary. It will not stay. It has certain birth at a certain date. It will endure for certain years, and then it will finish. But the spirit, that will continue. It will accept another body, just like we are accepting a Veda, our body, childhood body, accepting the body of a boy, then giving us this boyhood body, accepting the body of the young man. Similarly, this body, yes, I am an old man, this will be finished, and I will accept another. So, the spirit soul is eternal, and the body is temporary. So we are taking care of the body very much. That is also required. But what about the spirit soul? This education is lacking.
Yes, this is true. My father was a Christian minister all of his life, and had very deep beliefs about spiritual matters. He felt very strongly, as you do, that the body is temporary, and that the spirit would find its way into some other form of life. And he believed very strongly in life after death. Very much so. He believed in a matter called, he called cosmic consciousness, which the spirit had far greater powers than physical powers. But he was he had similar kinds, I believe, of beliefs that he did. I have strong beliefs myself that the human body being quite temporary, that years are not long for it. There must be more to life than just the physical self.
Everyone's body is temporary. He has a human body, a cat's body, dog's body. But the human body is important because in the human body we have developed consciousness by which we can understand what is wrong. The cat and dogs, they can. get him out that, give us that sponsor. Therefore, if we do not use this divine consciousness for understanding God and our relationship with Him, then we are not protected. That's simple. Cats and dogs cannot be educated about God. But a human being can be educated. That is the distinction between animals and men. But modern education keeping them in ignorance about God, so they are no better than cats and dogs. And how can bring peace among cats and dogs? Can you bring in peace calling all the dogs of your city and sit down peacefully? No, that is not possible. So if we give our citizens like cats and dogs, then how can we expect peace?
We are much in ignorance about those matters. I understand that. And
complete ignorance, like animals. So, the leaders of the society, if they are serious about advancement of human civilization, they must get to the consciousness of God consciousness. Otherwise, they will die.
Well, we do not teach about these things. And
yes, that is
because we do not know.
Yes. Now, but that is still, we shall remain in ignorance, and we shall learn this science and teach. That is, Krishna consciousness. It is not a sectarian religious thing. So, we are not, this is science. So, living personalities like you, teachers, professors, and other living things, they should try to understand what is it, this concept of moment is, and joy. It is for the human society, it is not for the satisfaction.
I would like very much to know more about these matters myself, personally.
I am the Buddha. You are certainly interested. So, we are receiving honors from all universities, colleges, of our books. You have seen our books, these are our books.
Mm-hmm. In the same university,
but
where he is present, they have any books.
We have also been. That's very nice. And so, every person, responsible person, we should learn this science and introduce so that the opportunity a human being as God that must be utilized.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure there are many interpretations of it this day. I have an interest in these matters and I want to know more about yours. I will see what I do for literature.
Your father was also interested. That means naturally you have got some listening from father. Very literary instinct. That is natural. So we want that the Bhagavad Gita, that is the first. Find out. Jajjana asarati sreshta tattakti va yukari yana. Sajat pramanam purute bhogatta anuvatta.
Yajjana asarati sreshta tattakti va yukari yana. Sajat pramanam purute bhogatta anuvatta.
Whatever action is performed by a great man, common men follow in his footsteps. And whatever standards he sets by exemplary acts, all the world pursues. People in general always require a leader who can teach the public by practical behavior. A leader cannot teach the public to stop smoking if he himself smokes. Lord Chaitanya said that a teacher should behave properly even before he begins preaching. One who teaches in that way is called Acharya, or the ideal teacher. Therefore, a teacher must follow the principle which he asks of Scripture to reach the common man. The teacher cannot manufacture moves against the principle of the revealed Scriptures. The revealed Scriptures like Menas, Amita, and others are considered the standard books to be followed by human society. Thus the leader's teachings should be based on the principles of the standard rules as they are practiced by the great teachers. The Srimad Bhagavatam also affirms that one should follow in the footsteps of great devotees, and this is the way of progress on the path to spiritual realization. The king or the executive head of the state, the father and the school teacher are all considered to be natural leaders of the innocent people in general. All such natural leaders have a great responsibility to their dependents. Therefore, they must be conversant with standard books of moral and spiritual codes.
Very good. Very good. I believe all that. Every word. The people need leadership of inspiration that they can follow with their whole heart. They cannot.
They must be practice. That we are teaching. They are simply not theoretical, but practical. Here in our institute, we teach all the students practically how to lead our person. Theoretical knowledge is not helpful. There must be practical behavior. They are rising early in the morning, attending Mangalarti, then having class, dancing. In this way, 24 hours engaged. It is not 15 minutes recreation, no. 24 hours work.
I think this is good for the world. I think the world needs it for itself.
We are trying, although we are not supported by any government, we are trying in our own way. One is the way is standard, but unfortunately people have lost interest in it. The animals, right? As soon as we forget our interest in spiritual life, then immediately anyway.
We're very much creatures of habit, and it's
difficult for us to give up our habits. Habit can be changed by practice. He advised no illicit sex, no intoxication, no meditating. So all these Europeans, Americans, they are habituated to all these habits, but now they have stopped. Can be in the practice, bad habits can change.
You appear to have a program of good discipline, and I think the discipline is necessary for people who want to feel and learn and be changed. I'm aware of the discipline that can. Just try for one to bring oneself to do that out of the world that. It's strange, a strange world. My world is strange. I try to bring myself out of that to other things. And I'm pleased to have this opportunity to hear you and think about it, talk about it. I'd like to read more about it.
One priest has joined us. What is his name?
Eugene Kausman.
He's PhD. He has recently joined us. The next.
I'm sure it satisfies a deep need. A big aspect.
No, it is the needs of the human society. There is no alternative. The Vedic mantra is say, Tadjikana Khamsa Guru Meva Khavidatse. One must accept this. Otherwise, the human life is one. It is simply jhana to live like an animal. And a great harm to human.
I think our educational program at our university is very important to people because it helps them think and understand and begin to feel. We don't educate the heart, and I think there's something wrong about that. I think that the heart needs an education. There's some feelings one has to understand and some responses. We're inadequate in this respect.
Suppose a person by his right had to get so much money from his father's property. If somebody does not give him that money, or somehow or other checks him to give the money, so that very innocent. He actually inherited of his father's property. He must get it, that is justice. Similarly, in the human form of life, one can get this education. If this education is lacking, that means we are envious. We are not given the opportunity of fulfilling the rights. And without this education, there is chance of falling down. This life. Tathāde āntara prāpti, another body you have to accept. If you do not give proper education, then next body may be larger, human. There are so many different types of bodies, 8,400,000. So I can't implore mentality, get another form. Nature's law. Nobody can change it. This life I may be very satisfied. That I have got this body, let me enjoy without any responsibility and become an animal. That's not very good civilization. They do not believe in the next life. This is educated man. They have no brain able to understand that you are changing every moment the body, and they don't believe the body changes and the soul continues. Jesus Prasa Namunyati, Parnati Vas.
Dayo Sri Dishade Hei, Chomari Dogen Jara. Dishade Hamsara Prasa, Jesus Prasa Namunyati. As the embodied soul continually passes in this body from bondhood to youth to old age, the soul similarly passes into another body at death. The self-realized soul is not bewildered by such a change.
These are difficult words to understand.
Therefore, dhīra.
Appreciate them.
Dhīra tattana or dhīra means so much gentleness. Dhīra. Dhīra means gentleness. See, if one does not understand the simple truth, he is not even a gentleman. What is speak of rather sorrow? Dhīra sattvanam. That means every gentleman must have this education. And what is the use? What is the meaning of dhīra? That is gentleman. The one who does not understand this philosophy of life is not fit to be addressed as gentleman. It's common sense.
My father used to speak of the oversoul that I think has some similarity to these words that were just read, that the soul that is a
being called super soul, that is God. The idea is in Christianity also, Holy Ghost, like that. Super soul and the ordinary soul. We are living entity. We are body and soul. And God, in His all pervading teaching, He is super soul. Find out this verse. Kṛtantantapimāṅgīti sarva-khetre-sukhāt.
Chetra-gantapimāṅgīti sarva-khetre-sukhāta chetra-gyo jyānam tat-tat-yat-tas-jyānam-nat-pratāṁ-namā.
Chetra-khetra-dvayam-jyānam jatat-jyānam Agyano Dutt Anatha means
O sign of Bharat, you should understand that I am also the knower in all bodies, and to understand this body and its owner is called knowledge. That is my opinion.
First of all, knowledge means Ketra Ketra. The body is a field of activity. You are acting. I was acting, everyone is acting. According to the body. But the actor is called Ketsarga. Right. The cultivator is tilling. The land is owned and the tiller is cultivated. Similarly, the body is tilling. Analogy, this field and we are tilling. So, Krishna says that I also have the tiller. Just like the tenant and the landlord. In the apartment house, the tenant is occupier of certain house, certain apartment. But the landlord is the owner of the whole house. So God said, I am also Ketra God, but for all the people, everything that is there, all planets, all everything, that is an all pervasive. So I am the proprietor of this body, owner of this body. But God is provider of all the goods. In this investment, but by whom?
The Lord. While discussing the subject of this body and the owner of the body, the soul and the super soul, we should find three different topics of study: the Lord, the living entity, and matter. In every field of activity, in every body, there are two souls: the individual soul and the super soul. Because the super soul is the plenary expansion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, Krishna says, I am also the knower, but I am not the individual owner of the body. I am the super knower. I am present in every body as the Paramatma or super soul. One who studies the subject matter of the field of activity and the knower of the field very minutely in terms of this Bhagavad Gita can attain to knowledge. The Lord says, I am the knower of the field of activity in every individual body. The individual may be the knower of his own body, but he is not the knowledge of other bodies. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is present as the super soul in all bodies, knows everything about all bodies. He knows all the different bodies of all the various species of life. A citizen may know everything about his patch of land, but the king knows not only his palace, but all the properties possessed by the individual citizens. Similarly, one may be the proprietor of the body individually, but the Supreme Lord is the proprietor of all bodies. The king is the original proprietor of the kingdom, and the citizen is the secondary proprietor. Similarly, the Supreme Lord is the supreme proprietor of all bodies. The body consists of the senses. The Supreme Lord is Rishikesh, which means controller of the senses. He is the original controller of the senses. Just as the king is the original controller of all activities within the state, and the citizens are secondary controllers. The Lord also says, I am also the knower. This means that he is the super knower. The individual soul knows only his particular body. In Vedic literature, it is also stated,
you say pain and pleasure, you know. Your body is pain and pleasure. I know my body, but I do not know. your body, neither you nor mine. But God knows everyone's things. There is a difference between God and you.
This body is called the Shaker, and within it dwells the owner of the body, and the Supreme Lord, who knows both the body and the owner of the body. Therefore, he is called the knower of all things. The distinction between the field of activity, the owner of activities, and the supreme owner of activities is described as follows. Perfect knowledge of the constitution of the body, the constitution of the individual soul, and the constitution of the super soul is known in terms of great literature as jnana. That is the opinion of Krishna. To understand both the soul and the super soul as one yet distinct is knowledge. One who does not understand the field of activity and the knower of activity is not in perfect knowledge. One has to understand the position of Prakriti, nature, and Parisha, the enjoyer of the nature, and Ishvara, the knower who dominates or controls nature and the individual soul. One should not confuse the three in their different capacities. One should not confuse the painting, and the easel. This material world, which is the field of activity, is nature, and the enjoyer of nature is the living entity, and above them both is the supreme control of the personality of Godhead. It is stated in the Vedic language, Bhakta Bhogyam Prelikaram Chamatva Saravam Bhaktam Kivajim Brahman Itat. There are three Brahman conceptions. Prakriti is Brahman as the field of activities, and the Jiva, individual soul, is also Brahman and is trying to control the material nature. And the controller of both of them is also Brahman, but he is the fashion controller. In this chapter, it will be also explained that out of the two knowers, one is fallible and the other is infallible. One is superior and the other is subordinate. One who understands the two knowers of the field to be one and the same contradicts the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who states here very clearly that I am also the knower of the field of activity. One who misunderstands the role to be a servant is not in knowledge. There are different kinds of bodies, and there are different owners of the bodies. Because each individual soul has its individual capacity of lording its own material nature, there are different bodies. But the Supreme also is present in them as the controller. The word cha is significant, for it indicates the total number of bodies. That is the opinion of Srila Baladeva Vijayabhusa. Krishna is the super soul present in each and every body, apart from the individual soul. And Krishna explicitly says here that the super soul is the controller of both the field of activity and the finite enjoyment.
Thank you for reading this to me. I'm afraid I must be discourteous to leave you in a moment. I'm speaking at a dinner meeting for my university. I was delighted with Ms. Luther's call for the chance to come and for this opportunity to listen to you. And I'm very grateful to her for calling.
Thank you.